Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bayern.
Models weren't pointing to much significant rain.
And Joseph Dames.
Yeah, it's been a real spring roller coaster the last.
This is your weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Tuesday, September 21st. I'm meteorologist Kelly Bayern, and we've got our weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, good morning, Kelly. Hey, so we're doing this on Tuesday.
We are. We're kind of switching it up a little bit, and we'll share the rest of the week. We've also got many other weather podcasts to tune in. Right now, a special series on climate change, all the current science surrounding how our warming climate is affecting extreme weather here, but also your weekend podcast, which has been a hit. And you go through some fun event happening around Portland. And we talk about the weather, what to expect over that event. It's a good time.
Yeah, we are definitely busy with the podcasts right now. And check them all out. Head over to the site. You know, this is my favorite part of the day.
It's fun.
I really enjoy just chatting about it. And yeah, so I hope all the listeners out there that are tuning in, you also enjoy it. So
yeah,
busy weekend,
and we just get to nerd out about all of it. So
yes,
the system that came in over the weekend, very significant rain. I think the most impressive thing, aside from the amount of rain that we saw in Portland, was the timing of it and how well forecast models did with this specific event.
Yeah, and how early those models started to show that, and I guess that's what you are, you know, suggesting as well. It was by about Monday or Tuesday that I think the timing was set for maybe later in the day, and then later at night, and then boom, and that was kind of how it all played out. I mean, virtually Friday we had a day that was dry for
right.
the most part. Rain did roll in a little bit later, maybe had a quick splash, and it was wet for the Northwest Oregon coast. So if you're in Astoria, that was a kind of a wet day, but we had, you know, just almost a perfect timing with those weather models.
Yeah, it was a very welcomed rain event too. The rain that we saw, we got about 2.5 inches of rain in Portland, 2.52 inches to be specific. And both Saturday and Sunday in Portland saw record rainfall, over an inch of rain each day.
Yeah, and right across the river in Vancouver. Some locations fell off on Sunday, kind of depending on where you were located. If you were close to Clark County, the Columbia River, really, that's where we had passing showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. So we had some impressive rain totals on Sunday due to some thunderstorms. But if you're down towards like Corvallis or Salem, the rain started to trail off on Sunday. But the combination of the whole weekend, I think we had 2.52 inches in Portland, and Vancouver was very similar, I think even a little bit more than that.
Just wet across the valley, and I loved it. It felt like an October weekend. It was cooler, and just that heavy rain to wake up to on Saturday was something new. I feel like we have not seen that strong of a system since about January or even wintertime going into the start of the year of 2021. So this system was unlike even a fall storm. We can get some pretty strong fall storms, but this one was just packed a punch. So much rain.
Yeah, it sure did. And it was really nice to have it. I mean, I just can't stress it enough. I noticed when I was in this this past weekend that a lot of the rain fell overnight. We had the overnight system Friday into Saturday, and then we had a lot of heavy rain Saturday night into Sunday. We had about 2 inches of our rain happen into the overnight. So you may, if you're listening to this, you may have slept through a lot of the rain. You're like, wow, I mean, it was a wet weekend, but it didn't seem that wet. Well, a lot of it happened through the overnight. But I would say that everyone did a pretty good job on the roads. They were wet, but we didn't have any major problems this weekend that I'm aware of. No major flooding issues that I'm aware of. I think we handled this rain pretty well. Which is really good news. That means I think we got the word out and people were ready for it.
Yeah. Some of the roads can get kind of slick when the rain arrives, yeah. So folks are taking it easy. Yeah, it was just a nice weekend. Really enjoyed to see a good dousing across the state. And it didn't cure our statewide drought, but it definitely helped. And we'd love to see just a number more of these weather systems coming in throughout October. So hopefully we get that, and we just get some storms that can kind of drench the land out there, and wildfires can come to a close. But before we get into our forecast, we still have to do the icebreaker question, Joseph.
Oh, we were almost skipping right through. I felt like we just almost skipped it, which we can't skip that.
Because we were just geeking out about the weekend because it was such an awesome system.
Yeah.
But my question for you is, do you have a favorite childhood movie?
Ooh, favorite childhood movie. I think it's probably a sports-themed movie. Oh, you know what? For some reason, Cool Runnings. Are you familiar with that? The bobsled? That one was always kind of like, that was always a movie I enjoyed growing up. Either that or like Sandlot, which is pretty classic. But
yeah. There were a lot of sports movies for
sports kids.
Sports
kids movies, yeah, that are like, they had some adult jokes mixed into them. If you go back and, you know, and rewatch it. But Cool Runnings was one of my favorite movies, I think, growing up as a kid. How about you?
Was that a Disney movie?
I think so.
Like specifically Disney Channel, or was it just a blockbuster movie that was very popular?
Well, I think it was a blockbuster movie that was popular, but I don't know if it was also Disney. So I don't know. I'm gonna pass on that one. I don't have the answer right there, because I think of like Mighty Ducks, all those type of movies were like.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were
so many throwbacks.
Blockbuster movies, I guess.
Yeah. I was going to say Space Jam, obviously, is a great one. Yep. But of the Disney Channel movies, did you ever see Johnny Tsunami?
I've never seen that. No, I'm familiar with it, but I have never seen it.
Yeah, it's a great story of this child from Hawaii whose father in the army his friend's father has to move to like a snowy state, like Colorado.
Mm. Yeah.
And so he gets upset and runs away with the family. So it's this surfer kid who is used to Hawaii and surfing, and he goes snowboarding, and it's like such a cool adventure. So that one's mine.
Nice transit. Yeah, I could see that. That's a fun one. Yeah.
There's
a lot of good movies. I'm thinking about them now. I almost want to go back and rewatch them all.
Mm-hmm. Some good throwbacks there.
Nice.
Okay, well, let's get into the forecast here. I think we're seeing a big change to the rainy weekend. We're kind of back to a mild summertime pattern, even several days this week that could hit 80 degrees or above.
Yeah, I think by Tuesday we may even top off at 80. That would be the first one. But, for this afternoon, we'll be right around that mark. And then we cool down a little bit Wednesday and Thursday. I think a little weak disturbance rolls through, brings some clouds in, but... Yeah, it is going to be a nice transition from summer to fall, because fall officially begins tomorrow. And so we are making our way into, some cooler 70s by the time we wrap up the month. But this week, at least, we do have some signs of summer kind of hanging in there.
Yeah, back to dry pattern, high pressure for today. So my highs are right in the low 80s today. I think with that sunshine, we could still get some heat. So it's going to feel nice out there. And Wednesday, Thursday, we cool back down because there is a quick disturbance, like you mentioned. It may squeeze out a drizzle for the coast. But in Portland, likely just a cloudier start. Those clouds burn off and we just see a pleasant afternoon in the mid-70s. Mix of clouds and plenty of sunshine. Thursdays, it's quiet, 70s again. And then we heat back up Friday and Saturday, a chance we hit the low 80s again. Friday kind of looks to be the hottest day of this week.
Yeah. I mean, and I think last week or a couple weeks ago, we had like an 80 degree day. I was like, all right, is this going to be our last one? I was like, no, we may get one still after this, cool weekend rain event. And it looks like it is going to arrive again. And, but now I'm thinking, this week, this Friday event may be close to our last 80 degree day. I wouldn't be surprised if it is, because we're getting close to our near end of September, early October, and that's about the time frame. So enjoy the 80s while they're here, because I'm not sure we will have too many more.
Yeah, kind of feels like those temperatures are coming to a close. But if you missed a moment to get outside and get some outdoor tasks done. I think this week is going to be a great week to get outside and maybe work on the yard or just get that exercise in, because really not seeing any rain in the forecast for the next 6-7 days. So things are kind of drying out again.
Yeah, this is going to be wonderful outdoor weather. Yard work. If you want to choose to do work, some people love to just get things done. This is a good week to do it. But if not, go for the bike ride. Go play some golf. I know, people out here will play golf and just about anything. But if you want to play golf in really nice weather, this is the week to do it. And so, like I mentioned, I think on Friday we could be pushing mid 80s. I don't think we'll have many more mid 80s in the forecast, especially. Mm-hmm. So maybe some upper 70s to lower 80s. But it does seem like that high pressure sticks around. It's going to be a nice week, and I'm all about it. Let's take it in before the weekend was nice with the rain and the clouds. But I'm not sure if I can. I don't think I'm ready for the clouds like for a month straight. I'm okay with the rain. I just don't know if I'm ready for the clouds. So I'm going to take advantage of the sun myself.
Yeah, good points there. I'm curious how our wildfire season will wrap up, especially with that weekend soaker of a weather system. But the fact that we are seeing some cooler days, but also a couple days with some heat, and we're still looking dry. So I think there is still a little bit of concern. Our wildfire season is certainly not over after this rainy event, but I do think in general things are looking better and things are slowing down. Even though fires are still burning across the Cascades, the rain did help things to put a little dent in, but I think we'll still have to be a little vigilant about wildfires. Continue to be careful about burning outside, follow local officials and guidelines that are out right now, and I just hope we see more rainy systems for the sake of our wildfire season.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a couple soakers to really squash the wildfire season, although that rain this weekend did help. I know some areas around the bowl complex and through parts of the Cascades had about 2 inches of rain through the weekend, a little bit more maybe, so that will definitely help. But as far as some of those fires down southern central, Klamath County, Lake County, those way to the south, they didn't see as much rain as we did up here, so we'll see. I think that will probably be prolonged a little bit more for those folks.
I'm curious what it'll take to cure our statewide drought, because we have seen I think the third worst drought in modern history in the last 100 years or so. And that is due to consecutive years. So about 5 years in a row of very, very low rain totals, very light water years. So it's not going to be a few more weather systems and our drought is just better. Some of those soils out in central southern Oregon are so incredibly dry to the point where they won't even soak up any rain. So I think it will take years for us to actually fix this. Several more seasons of some heavy rainfall.
Yeah, and you can't say for sure it's coming. We're hopeful that we have at least our average rain for the fall and the winter, which definitely will help us out. But can't say for sure. So we're hoping that we bring in that rain and we can help out that drought. The two things I was curious when we were going through the weekend rain event was how much have they helped the wildfires? And I think we'll get a better grasp of that as we go through the week, as far as containment and wild and firefighters are saying about the conditions. And then what's going to happen on Thursday with the drought update? I suspect it's definitely not going to get worse, but I'm not sure how much what the improvements are going to be. So I'm curious about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of officials are saying that wildfire season is not over.
Yes.
Yeah. But I do think, we're going to watch it the next couple weeks. And I think within that time frame, we maybe get a little more rain that can soak parts of the state. So I think things are looking up, and I hope this is the start to the end of wildfire season as we head towards October.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's bring more rain in. It helps the drought, helps the wildfires. It's just good altogether.
You know what else we brought in? some snow on Mount Hood.
Yeah, we sure did. It was hard to see it when I was in over the weekend, but we had much better shots on Monday and Tuesday this week of the mountain. We could actually see the snow. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Yeah, just gorgeous, thanks to those clouds clearing some of that high pressure to really show off a lot of that snow. I think it was tough to find actual totals because a lot of the stations just aren't reporting snow amounts that high up on the mountain. There are very few weather stations up there, and of the ones I looked at, there was none that reported snow. But it looked like a fresh coating. I would, you know, say anywhere from 8 inches up on Mount Hood and the summit. Complete guess right there, but it was a visible coating of snow.
Yeah.
And it just kind of feels like winter is on the verge. Winter is coming.
Well, that first sighting of the mountain with snow on is always so special. It's, you know, it was bare. I mean, it was pretty bare.
Oh, yeah.
And now it had like a whole white cap on it, and it was,
yeah,
it just feels really cool when you get to see that.
Yeah, it just feels like the seasons are really about to change.
Yeah,
and tomorrow is the first day of fall.
Yep.
So we are just about there wrapping up this podcast on the last day of summer.
Yeah.
So say goodbye to that, Joseph. I think I'm ready, not quite for the clouds like you mentioned, but I'm ready for some rain.
Yeah, I think we're all ready for it, and we need it. We're thirsty. We're ready for it.
Ready for some of that rain.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add before we say goodbye?
You know, the water year ends at the end of the month, and then we start the new water year in October. So be on the lookout. I'll probably put an article together for that for you folks that are interested in the water year, where we wrap up. It's possible we don't see any more rain for this month, so we'll find out.
Yeah, I checked those this morning. I think we'll end up right below 29 inches, which is still about 6 inches below normal. So
yeah, I was hoping we'd break into the 30 mark. But
yeah, unlikely, I think, with this forecast.
Wow, you know, that weekend rain just couldn't get a little bit more, couldn't squeeze out just a little bit more from that weekend event. You know, 2.5 inches was just not enough. Yeah.
Well, thanks for tuning into this week's Your Weather Week podcast. We'll catch you next Tuesday.
The COIN Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.